like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Yeah, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush. The latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
Let's just be very clear. Tom Brady is way too busy to come out of retirement because he just bought a kitten for his daughter. That's going to keep you busy, man. That's going to keep you busy. So let's like take that news and put that one to bed. But seriously, rumors are starting to swirl about Tommy Bones. Surely not, right? He's not going to do this again. I can't imagine, but this is just, we started to hear the rumors, and then here you go. I don't know. Speaking of great quarterbacks, the Jets have had conversations with Aaron Rodgers this week regarding a potential trade, or with the Green Bay Packers, and with Aaron Rodgers this week regarding a potential trade of Aaron Rodgers. Sources said some of those conversations were expected to take place Tuesday, but it's unclear as of Tuesday morning whether they'll result in a trade. Heating up a little bit. Off the top of your head, Aaron Rodgers, Jet next season?
No.
Packer?
No.
Raider?
No.
Nowhere?
Yes.
You think he's retiring? Ooh. What are the Raiders doing, by the way?
They franchise tag Josh Jacobs.
But what are they doing at quarterback? Like, what are they do? What is Josh McDaniels doing? I mean, Derek Carr is a New Orleans Saint now. It's just absolutely bizarre. McDaniels is going to wreck the Raiders. And, dude, I keep thinking McDaniels is better than this. But stop shipping out all the good players so you can get guys in your own image.
Raiders have the 7th pick in the draft.
Be a quarterback there. So they're going to go with a youngin. Think Devontae Adams is going to be happy about that?
It's possible. They do have a 2nd-round pick and a 3rd. So if they wanted to make some kind of trade.
Move up? They can't move up that much, can they? Can they move up to Bryce territory? Shroud territory?
I don't think Arizona's going to take one. Seattle is set on their guy.
Seattle's set. Yes, they are.
Detroit? They could be set with Goff, but I could also see them going quarterback.
Yeah. Goff was better, though, last year. He was better. But is that a long-term plan? Amazon Prime to stream NFL game on Black Friday for free.
What?
That's how they get you. Better put on an amazing broadcast that night, or that day, the night, whatever, because that's when you can attract everybody. So you can't have Sleepy Al. You got to have the regular Al.
Or are they doing a Thursday night game too? Or
I don't know. No, probably not. First time the league has scheduled a game for the day after Thanksgiving.
Well, they usually play Thanksgiving games.
Yeah, but the first time they've scheduled a game after the day, after Thanksgiving.
Interesting.
That's kind of crazy. We're going to have
football. Do Saturday games too?
Probably. We're going to have
football. Well, that's college. So
every day of the week.
You'd have Thursday, Friday, and Sunday and Monday of that week.
They're probably already figuring it out. How do we mix up the schedule so we can have a game every night? That wouldn't work, would it? I mean, again, first off, it wouldn't work. The logistics of it wouldn't work. But would we get tired of it? Because one of the things about the NFL is the build-up to the weekend. Monday night football is great. And then we get to Thursday. That's all right. But then the Sunday's amazing. And then they're going to just keep adding. They're just going to keep adding games. It's going to work out this way. Well, there you go. Geno Smith. There you said it, Angel. Took the words right out of my mouth. Geno Smith. Seattle is set with their quarterback. He agrees to 3-year, $105 million deal with the Seahawks. They wrote him off. He didn't write back.
Did Seattle win the trade?
So far, they killed it. They were a playoff team. Geno Smith was the comeback player. Wasn't he the comeback player of the year?
I think so.
Russell was terrible. Broncos missed the playoffs. Yeah.
You have a number 5 pick.
They have Drew Locke. So, that's yeah, big. They won the trade. And then they got the pick, yes. Yeah, they killed it, man. This could, you know, down the road, we might evaluate the trade. But right now, Seattle's up like 300 to nothing. Ravens say talks with Lamar Jackson are going to go up to the tag deadline. They're going to wait until Tuesday's deadline before placing the franchise tag on quarterback Lamar Jackson. Ozzie Newsome, the Ravens executive vice president, said today and up until 3:30, a lot of energy will be utilized in trying to get a deal done. If not, we will put the franchise tag on him. Will he play under the tag? Has he already said he's not going to?
I don't think he will.
Come on, Lamar, you're depriving us of watching the best athlete in the history of athletes. I mean, don't do that to us. Baltimore, pay the money, pay the man, because we want to watch the most electrifying man in all of sports and entertainment.
I don't think they want him.
They should want him because he's magical on the field. Just absolute wizard on the field. He's like Dumbledore and Gandalf combined.
How often is he on the field,
though? Oh, it doesn't matter, because when he's on the field, it's the best
thing
ever.
It does matter.
Yeah.
You miss five games at the end of the year. Trust me, it matters.
Is Tom coming back to take over for Miami? Is that what this is about? Because you got quiet on that.
No, Rich Eisen thinks he has sources, and he doesn't. Neither does Jacina Anderson.
Neither does all these insiders.
Tom is enjoying his time. He lives in Florida.
Is that the rumor? Is it?
That's what
is
I
it
saw
the
yesterday.
That
I
it's
saw that yesterday. Or it wasn't. It was. Watch out for Miami.
Ooh.
Can we be done with this? I'm tired of the quarterback to Miami crap. It's so dumb. There are 31 other teams out there.
We're in a world now. Imagine what it's going to be like in 15 years when Mahomes, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, like all these great quarterbacks now. Because what are we seeing? The great quarterbacks are lasting longer in the league, right? So you think that the Tom Brady, it started with Brett Favre, the hemming and hawing. I'm tired. I'm not retired. I'm retired. I'm not. Now it's Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Peyton Manning didn't really do it. Once he made the decision, it was done. Drew Brees, kind of.
I saw a report yesterday that Philip Rivers actually called the Niners and the Dolphins late last year to see if they needed his assistance.
Well, he's probably needing a break from his 9,000 children.
Well, just get him some kittens.
I mean, think about it when those guys get up there. When Herbies, Patrick Mahomes, if Russ can become great again, all these, because we have a lot of great quarterback play, wouldn't you agree? Collectively, we have a lot of really good quarterbacks. Burrow, Herbie, you know, again, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, obviously. When we get to that point in like 15 years, these guys are never, it's going to be all this, but it's going to be like times 1,000. This guy doesn't know where he's going to go. He might retire. Right now, we're dealing with it with Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. And yeah, we're still kind of dealing with it with Tom Brady.
I feel there may be more loyalty for these younger guys.
Maybe.
Like, with this Joe Burrow, for example, I don't think he would want to play anywhere else than Cincy.
You think that's a trend we're going to start seeing is quarterbacks, stud players, especially quarterbacks, are more likely to just stay where they've always been?
I think so. If you have success early on, like you have a Patrick Mahomes, he'll be there for the rest of his career. Josh Allen could be a Bill the rest of his career. I could see him getting moved if the Bills want to go in a different direction.
But he'd want to be a Bill?
I think there's more loyalty in that, and
yeah,
with the way you can, you know, finagle with the numbers and the cap space and all that, you can work out deals that are, you get your money. It's also team friendly, but we also have an out down the line if we need it.
Yeah, that is an interesting topic. Are we seeing guys where it's like, what did Devin Booker say for Phoenix? I'm not a big Booker fan, but he said, I don't want to go to a superstar team. He said this like 5 years ago. He said, I want to be great enough where the superstars come to me. Huh. Chris Paul and Kevin Durant. I mean, that's the way to do it. That's one way to do it. And so I just wonder if more guys are like, growing up watching all this free agency frenzy we've seen and guys skipping all over. And that's not just the NBA anymore. It's everybody. Baseball's doing it. Hockey's doing it. Are we going to start getting to the point where it's like, hey, it's rare, and I'm actually thought of as a legend if I stick it out with one team?
Well, I think it's, for Brady's case, there was obviously some growing tension in New England with him and Belichick and the front office or whoever, And that it's you already had your success there. You won the six Super Bowls there. You can go wherever you want, no problems. Aaron Rodgers, it feels a little different because he's had that success, but he doesn't have the championships to show it. So it's kind of just, okay, you're a great quarterback, but you haven't really earned that, oh, I can just go wherever I want.
What's weird with Rodgers, though, is you talk about the turmoil between Belichick and Tom Brady, is I don't think they've treated him poorly, but they haven't done anything to really help him getting weapons. You know, Tom Brady was given weapons off and on. Maybe sometimes they were great, sometimes they were mediocre, but he was always given a lot of weapons in some fashion, or guys that they believed they could grow with Tom, guys that they would fit with him. Rodgers, I mean, they never draft offensive weapons, skill position players, in the first rounds. It just never happens. So it's amazing to me, actually, that Rodgers has stuck it out as long as he has with Green Bay. But we'll see what happens with him. 16 minutes after the hour, Mike Brohard going to join me. We'll talk a little CSU women's basketball. The Rams getting set to take on Wyoming tonight as in the second round. Is that the second round? Or is it the third round? Because they got the first round bye, right? So third round tonight in the Mountain West Conference tournament going up against Wyoming. Let's see what Mike has to say about it. Big game coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11. A Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
I figured we would have a hard time catching our guy, Mike Brohard, at they're at shoot around right now as the Colorado State Rams women's team gets set to take on Wyoming tonight. That is in the third round or the semifinals, if you will. This could be a heck of a basketball game. Wyoming beat CSU last time out 76-60. But the Rams also beat Wyoming earlier in the year, 66-63. So obviously not a good showing there last time out against the Cowgirls. But we'll see. I mean, this is going to be a big one tonight at 8:30. Can they do it? I mean, this is perfect. It's the rubber match. See if CSU can get it done. Last night against Boise State, they win 59-52.
Got Mike, but he's got about 5 minutes.
Mike, you've only got 5 minutes.
Yeah, I guess we're going to get on the bus so we can go to the shoot around. I'm messed up with this whole Pacific Time, Mountain Time thing.
Okay. Well, in 5 minutes, it's the Power 5 Minutes with Mike Brohard, presented by a new sponsor coming up. CSU, all right, big one tonight, man. This is huge. Going up against Wyoming, Border War, the rubber match, number three. Here we go. This is going to be a great game tonight.
Yeah, it should be. And Colorado State's looking just to have a better effort than they did up in Laramie. They didn't feel like they played bad, but they didn't play like they played their best. And that's what they're going to need to do. And especially when it comes down to Furtig in the post, they're going to have to do a better job of not letting her get the ball to begin with. Because once she gets the ball, she's tough to stop.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm just getting a text. Ryan says, don't let Mike fool you. He's working in Vegas.
I am working in Vegas. I really am.
No breaks at all. Nothing. No fun at all, Mike. And even a little bit.
Have done a little tennis work this morning. I've already written my shoot-around story for today. So I'm just going out to watch the shoot-around itself. Yeah.
All right, man. I mean, you're one of the hardest-working men in the biz. Well, obviously, we know...
Keep telling my boss that.
I will absolutely tell him that. McKenna Hoffshield is just Mountain West Player of the Year, sensational basketball player. I mean, again, just keeps doing great things. So excited for her. And again, a nice game for her. 19 points, 7 of 14 shooting, 10 assists. I mean, she was just as good as advertised in that big game for the Rams.
Yeah, that's what you want in a tournament of time is you need your best players to play their best, and that's what she did. She made key plays when she needed them. She helped her teammates find key plays when they needed to make them. So they didn't shoot great overall last night, but she did, and she helped them. They also had spurts. Like I thought, You know, Megan Boyd came in, and she had a six-point spurt, getting a three and then an old-fashioned three-point play. And then, of course, Kinzer with her three threes after they went 0-7 in the first quarter were just – they were big. They were just big moments for the Rams, and they found enough of them.
Yeah, as you, I mean, and that was a close game, and then that fourth finding a way to outscore the Broncos 17-9. Mike, last one for you. Well, two more for you, as you know what's coming up. Big one tomorrow during the show tomorrow. We're going to just like watch the game and talk about it. CSU getting set to go up against Fresno State. See if they can get past the first round.
Yeah, I think they can. This is definitely a winnable game for the men. I think they're playing better right now, and I think they're getting better at the right time, and that's what you want to do. I mean, Nico's goal at the beginning of the year was to get his team that he had to be at its peak. And that's what they look right now.
I can't wait. I'm excited
for
this.
So for your final answer to your final question is, I wish Isaiah peace when it comes time to make a decision whether or not he's returning.
Mike, we've done this so long on these interviews, I don't even need to ask the questions anymore. I'm just going to open it up for you and you take off and you go.
All right, we'll work on that.
Mike, have fun, man. We'll be looking forward to your coverage out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care, guys.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. Ryan totally threw me off on that text. The SID for CSU basketball. He's like, don't let Mike fool you, man. He's out here having fun. Vegas. Yeah, they're out. I remember, I'm just going to pull back the curtain because it's a funny story. And he's a good friend of mine, and I really respect his work. Kelly Lyle, not Kevin Lytle, but Kelly Lyle. He used to be more on the Rams beat. Now he's doing a bunch of different things for the Coloradoan. And I didn't know him very well. The guy that I used to do the show with here started the program, and he basically just told me this is who I was interviewing because he wasn't there that day. I think he was sick or something. And I remember the first time I'd ever interviewed Kelly. And I said, and it was during this time. He was out at the Mountain West Conference Tournament, and it was in Vegas. And I wanted to liven the interview up, so the first question I asked was, hey, Kelly, are you, you getting any time to, play some blackjack, do something like that? Well, Kelly didn't know me, and of course, these guys don't want it to appear as though they're out there doing anything fun. And he was just like, boom, very short with me and very like, no, I'm not out here to do anything like that. I'm out here to cover basketball. And I was rocked by that interview. But I'm pretty sure like 4 years later, he ran the joke back. And he's like, yeah, if I'll find time to cover some basketball in between blackjack and all that stuff, they got to get out and do something fun, right? I mean, they worked their butts off all year covering these teams and certainly been a stressful year on the men's side.
I mean,
go to Blue Man Group or something.
You know, there's plenty of stuff to do. You know, every hotel has one slot machine. Just go play that a couple times.
Do you like? Have you been to Vegas?
I went when I was 16.
Oh, so you didn't? You haven't been to Vegas?
No, I had fun, but could have been more fun.
I went once, and I was old enough to actually do stuff. It was overwhelming for me, but I'm a small town. Like Greeley scares me.
It's a Statue of Liberty there.
Well, first off, I thought I was in New York, but apparently...
Well, then there's the Eiffel Tower.
And then I thought I was in France.
And then you end up in the forums under Caesar's Palace and a new world.
I didn't know where I was, man. Am I in Greece somewhere? What's going on here? Where am I? But people think I'm a nerd, and this is probably the case. My best visit was to, Silver and Pawn, the place that's based off Pawn Stars. That was the best time for me. It was so cool. And I mean, I didn't buy anything from there because I'm broke. And it was
pretty
a blast.
Valuable stuff in there, though.
Oh, when you barely have time to shop, because you're like in a line and they like push you along. You can't just walk around from one. It's not like a regular pawn shop or an antique store where you just walk around at your will and look at stuff. You're like in a line and they move you along. And if you want something, you got to be like, "Hey, I'll take that." Yeah. And I saw Rick. Rick looked. He wasn't in his gear. He was Twitter pated, man. He was pissy. He was not wanting to talk to anybody. I saw, who's the other guy? Chumley, my boss will love this. My boss was there, and he's like, he stood in line to get pictures with Chumley. I wasn't that big of a fan yet. I am a huge fan now, but I liked the show. He stood in line and got the picture. Chumley had his sunglasses on, and my boss is like, Damon, he's like, can you take your sunglasses off for the picture, right? And Chumley's like, why do you want me to take my sunglasses off? And then he did. He took his sunglasses off.
Wow.
Would you ask somebody to take their sunglasses off? That was a bold move to ask the Chumlee to take his glasses.
If we're outside and the sun's bright and it's in your eyes, I would say, hey, well, let's rotate so we're out of the sun. I mean, if it's part of your look and you're rocking the shades, then power to you.
I was like, dude, don't ask him to take it.
I would ask you,
we're talking
about. Have an extra. I can put some on. I don't want to look out of place.
He bought something from that place. I don't remember. I think he still has it. I'm going to have to ask him what that is. Damon, if you're listening, what was that?
It's this operating board.
It's probably, it's an antique. what did you do in Vegas if you're 16?
Well, I was there with my dad, my stepmom, and my siblings, step-siblings, and we all went. It's like a family together. We walked around, did some shops, ate a lot of different restaurants and stuff.
Did you see a show?
Yeah, we saw a comedy show and a magic show. Kind of like comboed together.
It wasn't Magic Mike or anything like that, was it?
No. There was a parrot and a monkey. I remember those two.
That sounds like Magic Mike.
They're pretty fun.
Have you heard of like Blue Man Group or any of that stuff?
Yes.
That's what I saw when I was there. It was all right.
They seem interesting.
Yeah, it was okay.
I've always been fascinated by them.
It was cool, man. But again, I'm just like I'm not into that stuff, to weird things. Like, watch a guy put a ball in a hoop all day.
It's pretty weird.
Put me in front of Blue Man Group, you know, splashing people with blue paint and glow-in-the-dark stuff. I mean, it was...
We were there during the NBA Summer League.
Oh, that's cool.
So we got to go around UNLV's campus and didn't see any players, but we saw team buses.
That would be cool. Yeah. Do you remember, like, the best place you ate there?
Oh, I want to say it was Guy Fieri's restaurant.
Mm.
Had a mac and cheese burger.
Oh, wow.
It's like it's a burger patty stuffed with mac and cheese.
Oh, that sounds actually pretty good.
It was amazing.
I just remember the giant drinks you can get. Like tall freaking monsters.
He got one of those like our first night, and then he took it back to the hotel, and he said, I'm going to make a big mixed drink tomorrow when we go out in the town. What he didn't know is that you can't take your drinks on the buses to get from your hotel to the
downtown. So he had to slam it?
He slammed it in the parking lot at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's what you do in Vegas, man.
And it was I think it was like a sangria mixer he made.
Oh.
He chugged it, and he was hurting the next couple hours.
He's leaning on you walking around for a while?
Yeah.
Well, we went in July because the rates were so good, you know?
It was hot.
But you're like shoes are melting as you're walking.
Little cards you get are just melting in your
hands.
I was
just thinking of the cars, the freaking dudes that do that, like slapping their hands together to get your attention. I'm like, what is happening here?
I was a 16-year-old kid, so I was like, oh, trading cards, nice. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, I got Sandy. 32 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Thirty-five minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, guys, get us on the text line. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Our game beer of the week, thanks to On the Rocks Liquor, is Tommy Knocker Peach Dream. It's from Tommy Knocker. It's called Peach Dream. And then coming up on Saturday for the tasting. Well, Friday is the Shine Shop 4 to 7, and then Saturday is Fistful of Bourbon 4 to 6. Shine Shop's amazing. I haven't tried Fistful of Bourbon stuff yet, but Friday, check out the Shine Shop 4 to 7 o'clock. And then Saturday, they always got these free wine and beer tastings. It's amazing.
I'll tell you, that Peach Dream is Angel approved.
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
I'll have to try that.
You like those peach ring candies?
Oh, yeah.
Just like that.
I do. Yeah, I do like those. Well, I don't normally go for the peachy style drink, but I could go for that. You could give that a shot. And the Shine Shop's legit. That's a good place. Been there a couple of times. It's fantastic. That's On the Rocks Liquor, always bringing us stuff that's sometimes angel approved at sometimes. On the Rocks Liquor.
It's a very exclusive list.
It's an exclusive list, but if they can find stuff that works for you, they can find stuff that works for anybody, because you're kind of picky with this stuff.
Yeah, and I'll tell you who's not on that list.
Okay.
Mr. Kendrick Perkins.
He's at it again, huh?
Mm-hmm.
J.J. Redick made his case, kind of. Perkins really wouldn't let him. Here's what, was this morning?
First take.
Here it is.
I want to just say something. Stephen A., I mean no offense to you, and I mean no offense to First Take, because I think this show is extremely valuable. It is an honor to be on this desk every day. It really is. But what we've just witnessed is the problem with this show, where we create narratives that do not exist in reality. The implication, what you are implying, that the white voters that vote on NBA are racist, that are they favor white people. You just said that. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. That is exactly what you implied, Kendrick Perkins. That is exactly what you implied. Secondly, hold on, hold on.
I did not call. I stated the facts. I stated the facts. And you're not about to sit up.
We all know what you implied the other day. We all know what you implied just now. Hold on.
I stated it. It's the facts. It's the facts. It's the facts.
When Stephen A. has to be the moderator to calm things down, you know you've gone too far.
Well, like Stephen A. kind of acted shocked. Like, what kind of accusation is that? You had him on your show, Stephen.
We all know what he said. And he even doubled down on it. He said like 80% of the, and I don't know the percentage of this, but 80% of the writers are white or whatever.
His original quote was like, there's something these guys have in common. I'll let you think about it.
Right.
And get whatever you take. And now he starts off by saying, oh, I didn't say that.
But then he says it's the facts.
And then he says, well, that's facts.
Dude, it's unhealthy here. We're beyond arguments. And this is not, I'm not going to watch it. I'll watch the clips and we talk about it because it pertains to what we cover here on a day-to-day basis. And those of you that are like, just don't talk about it. Ignore it. It's like the Voldemort thing. Having fear of a name is having fear of its whatever it is. I don't know the stupid phrase. You know what I'm talking about. No, we have to talk about it. We have to talk about it because it is a dangerous spot that he's putting. Like J.J. Redick, I thought did a masterful job.
No, he
trying to
it.
Make his point.
Yeah, well, he made the point to counter Perkins' thing. Then he also gave the point of us casual fans where it's, this is what your show is. You're just creating narratives just for the sake of arguing.
This is the problem with ESPN. And that stuff, it's not just ESPN. I've noticed it locally, too. This happens in the Denver market, too. I've heard it. A lot of respect for a lot of great writers and reporters in that market and up here, too. But some of them are told to manifest this stuff, where it's like you just have to have the anti-take no matter what you do. Some of you guys know exactly who I'm talking about, where it's like, okay, we're going to say the sky is blue, but you are paid to say something the opposite of that. And that is what that is, Angel. It doesn't last. Those kind of things don't typically last that long. You see guys that were a part of that network thrive once they break off and go do things. Jim Rome was a part of that network, thrived when he left. Dan Patrick was a part of that network, thrived when he left. Richard Eisen was a part of that network, thrived when he left. The list goes on and on and on and on because, yes, they're grateful for their time there, but when they get out of it, and they can have arguments, but they can be real, and it's not a forced argument every single day because people don't want to go there all day, every day.
Well, it's not a strong enough argument when you can't defend it. And or so, you pretend to defend it or deny it and then defend it again in the same segment.
I don't like to do this often, but there are certain takes where you just go, this shouldn't be in the industry anymore. Should Kendrick Perkins... Now, first off, Angel, let's just evaluate talent here. I mean, I went to school for broadcast. You went to school for broadcast, for media and all that stuff, right? All these, that doesn't mean you can't be a radio guy if you don't go to school for it. But we all work at this craft all the time. And when Kendrick Perkins was in the NBA, I never once said, oh, that guy's going to be an analyst someday. Paul Pierce, yeah. Even I thought Kevin Garnett would have several TV shows at this point. J.J. Redick, I thought, yeah, he's going to be a big time. If he wants to, that he'd be good at this as well. There's a lot of players that I would think. And some guys have surprised me. But Kendrick Perkins, I never thought by listening to his postgame stuff, oh, yeah, he's going to be a great analyst. And he's still not. I didn't mind his little catchphrase, carry the hell on. It was kind of fun, kind of cute for a moment. But what he's doing now is he's taking this, and again, it's the NBA. The NBA is, I've said this a million times since this has come up, they're extremely progressive. So to accuse NBA writers, basically that's what you're saying. You're saying that those three guys had something in common, they were all white. Well, he didn't say they were white, but we know what he said. And then he didn't deny it. He didn't. He said he went off and fought J.J. Redick, but then at the end, he said, it's facts. So he tried to deny it, and then he didn't. What's your take here? It went from stat padding to, well, those three guys all have one thing in common.
So the same people that voted for Nash back in the early 2000s, late 90s, whichever, are the same people voting in 2023? I find that...
I don't know. Baseball has,
you know, once you're a voter for life or whatever. I don't know if it's the same in the NBA, but I've known plenty of white basketball players in the NBA that have had a lot of success and didn't get an MVP.
When the
percentage of white to black players is what it is in the NBA,
you can't accuse the league of being
racist.
You can't
make an accusation like that.
You can't do it.
It doesn't make any sense.
Their king, self-appointed and now media appointed, their king is LeBron James, King James. Like, every media outlet you watch is all about LeBron James. And again, you can't go there with this stuff. Kendrick Perkins is on Twitter. He's going after George Karl went after him first. Kendrick Perkins is saying a speaker of truth has no friends. I mean, the question here is, if you're ESPN, do you consider cutting ties here? Are they loving this? I mean, I thought they were loving it last week, but we are getting into pretty dangerous territory. You don't want to piss off the NBA.
They loved it last week until the Nuggets beat the Grizzlies, and John Morant became the central story of that. It wasn't because, oh, Jokic had another triple-double, and the team looked great against the second-best team in the West. It was, oh, what's John Morant doing after, before game, or whatever? And then it's now, okay, we need another Jokic narrative. We need to wrap up what JJ and Perk did last week. So let's bring them on and see if we can't start something else.
So do you think that they're considering? I mean, because again, the NBA is a partner of theirs. They got to be careful here. I mean, you want them to be critical. That's what how you make your money. But you got to be careful on this, because if you start pissing them off, I mean, you're going to lose availability for guests and all this stuff. And Adam Silver, I don't like the idea of firing a media member because he's outspoken, but this is untrue stuff.
And, like, I enjoy a good sports debate. We've had plenty on this show. I enjoy just if Stephen A. has a good guest on and they're actually just arguing back and forth in a calm manner, that's fine. When you start just screaming at the camera in your little room,
he can't.
Being loud
doesn't
make you right.
Being loud makes you look wrong.
Yes.
He's not letting JJ finish, and I know they have a hard time doing that in these argument shows, but he's not even arguing. He's just saying,
that's the facts. That's the facts.
And then he said, that's the facts. So he won't let JJ finish, but what he said, we all know. We all know what he meant, and yeah, he's going wild right now.
Well, it was a smart original statement that he didn't outright say that. He said, what is it implying with this? So it's a good way for him to cover himself. But when he gets called out on live TV, it's the facts.
Well, and he came out and did a video and said, JJ, why don't you do this when I'm there? And then when JJ's there, he won't let him finish. I mean, his tweets are just, I'm not going to read this stuff. It's beyond. This is dangerous now. We've gotten to the point where put a dividing line here. I just absolutely hate where this has gone. And it's so unfortunate, because, I mean, we can talk about the MVP battle all day long, but this is when you get to the point where now you're creating stuff that's dangerous because people watch your show. Young people watch your show. And if they love you, they believe in, they hang on. I know it doesn't seem like it right now, but there are a lot of Kendrick Perkins fans. A lot of people like the whole carry the hell on thing that he does and all this stuff. And they kind of like his presentation. Kind of, you know, Shaq's much better, but there's similarities there. They're the big giant guy that is just not going to give you a lot of verbiage in their takes. But when they do, it packs a punch. There's a lot of people that are fans of that. So when you start down this path of the NFL writers are voting for white guy, they would rather a white guy in there. Again, he didn't say it quite like that, but we know. Then you are setting up a dangerous narrative that now your young followers are going, is that what's going on? I hate Nikola Jokic. You know? I mean, that's a dangerous stuff.
If it was something else besides the color of Jokic's skin or whoever, why not just say that?
Yeah. I thought, good for JJ Redick, man, to go in there kind of behind enemy lines and all that. And, you know, knowing, again, Stephen A is going to be defending his show. JJ called out the show, too. He respected the show, which I do, too. I respect these programs for what they are in its core. But what they've become now is, because, again, listen to Stephen A on a podcast. You'll be blown away. You'll love his stuff. You will absolutely love his stuff. Listen to him on his ESPN shows. That's what I'm saying. I'm going back to it. Jim Rome, Dan Patrick, all these guys, Colin Cowherd, that were on ESPN, they flourish when they leave because they can be the real sports broadcaster that they've always wanted to be and not what ESPN's trying to create. 12:48 the time. Let's take a short break. CSU Rams head coach Nico Medved coming up at 1:05. We're looking forward to that. The Rams getting set to take on Fresno State tomorrow at noon during the program. So we'll be looking forward to that. Can't wait for Coach Medved to pay us a visit here on the whole show. We'll be right back. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sean Payton, it is. How are we feeling, Broncos country? Hear team talk and coverage every day in Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Thank one of our excellent sponsors, and that's Lemons Heating and Cooling. They'll deal with your heater. They'll take care of duct cleaning for you. But also, here it is, March 7th. Yeah, it's probably you want to get ready for the heater. You want to at least get it ready. Get it looked at. Make sure we're air conditioner. The heater should be taken care of by now. The air conditioning. You want to get that taken care of. They got free estimates available. So go to their website to find out a list of everything that they'll provide. LemonsHeatingAndCooling.com. That's LemonsHeatingAndCooling.com. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Unk says he's still not getting in on the March Madness Challenge. Text us your email or call. He can't text his email to us, Angel. What's going on, Unk? You're texting everything else.
Can he text you directly?
He could call. I said call the studio. You're sitting right there, Angel. We want you in, Unc. You got to get there. Eastside Chris. Oh, a couple takes I missed here. Give up Judy for Henry. Ooh. Well, and that would make sense for Tennessee because Judy's still on his rookie contract. So they're trying not to absorb a lot of money going into next season.
They would likely have to extend
him. Right. They'd have to extend him and then figure out what the... It just doesn't seem realistic. It doesn't seem realistic for Henry. I mean, you got my hopes up for a split second, but then I went, you don't have anything, and if you do have anything, you don't want to get rid of it.
Betting odds have him. It's the Bills and then the Dolphins.
Oh. You want to see him play for the Dolphins?
I'd love that.
You would absolutely love that.
The more Bama players, the better.
Brady, should Broncos look at QB2 like Dalton, Mariota, Cooper to let Russ know they're in his rearview mirror? To let Russ know that those guys are in his rearview mirror?
They both might be in the back seat right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, what are they going to do with the backup quarterback plan? I think it's somewhat important because if Russ is 6 weeks in and we're like, oh, it's the same old crap, you're not going to go all season with Sean Payton like this. The experiment's over. Trade lost.
Yeah, well, then it's, do we want to go with another aged veteran quarterback or a young guy that we've been kind of working with so far?
Do you think 6 weeks in, they're like 1-5? Tank time? Tank city?
Tanking doesn't exist.
Why am I blank? UCLA's guy?
Caleb Williams?
Yeah. Tank time for Caleb?
Crash for Caleb.
Crash for Caleb? 1-5. Start the season. Listen, we can't just say that they're gonna be good. We know Sean Payton is a solid coach in the past, but we don't have enough information on this roster. We don't have enough. So they weren't a good roster last year, and your offensive line is probably going to be absolutely gutted. Not that it was good, but now you got a lot of work to do here. If things go south pretty quickly, which I'm not saying they will, then you have to consider your options. Do you want to keep going the route of the Russell Wilsons and the Aaron Rodgers and all those guys? Or do you tank it a little bit and then Sean Payton's your guy and you build from there? I know, it's a weird conversation, but might happen. People thought I was crazy when I said, when I was in Denver, I said, what if Nathaniel Hackett's like wins four games? Well, it's not going to happen. What if it does? Would you fire him? Well, that's just not going to happen. It did, and you fired him. Those things happened. I'm not always saying I'm right. I'm just saying that the conversations are worth having. Angel just looked at the NBA MVP list. Definitely not racial. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, the league is made up of what percentage of black players?
Like over 68, I think. It's like 19%.
So odds are an MVP is probably going to be of that race.
Last one was in 2007 with Dirk and then Steve Nash both years before then.
This is ridiculous that we're having this conversation. That Kendrick Perkins is forcing us to look through the roster of MVPs and actually talk about their race. Not saying that racism doesn't exist in sports, but that's not what's happening here. And for you to say that that's what's happening here, or to even insinuate that that's happening here, is highly, highly irresponsible. And this is why the media gets a bad rap, because you just say whatever the hell you want. And there's, Brady, freedom of speech. There is freedom of speech. Doesn't mean you can't get fired. It means you won't get arrested. A lot of people need to learn that rule, by the way. Freedom of speech doesn't mean you're free to do whatever you want. It means you won't get arrested for it. You can get fired for things. You can get written off. You can have your books deleted and all this crap. You can have stuff happen to you. It just means you're not going. He's not going to go to jail for that take. That's what freedom of speech does. 12:57 the time. Nico Medved, the head CSU men's basketball coach, coming up next. Looking forward to that. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.